And an accessory dwelling unit with a floor area greater than 1,000 square feet or 50% of the floor area of the single-family dwelling located on the same lot. Sections 115-20A, 15C, and 115-23 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Collins Street. The 911 address is 14460 Collins Street in Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 235, Map 14, Parcel 39. The applicant is seeking a 74-square-foot variance from the maximum allowable square footage for the ADU, a 1.3-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing overhang, the 2.5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing deck. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Your name is Randall Safer, 14460 Collins Street, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Where is yours?
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I got a little hoarse throat. Thank you for having me here tonight at the board. I'm here to ask for a variance for the ADU I was, you know, looking to put on my property. Me and the wife purchased the property February would be 3 years. If there's existing pictures of that, the house was pretty dilapidated. It was pretty bad shape. We renovated it ourselves, improved it. During that process, you know, I had to put a new septic in. Through Denrec, I did have that where it can handle a third bedroom, which is the idea of having a ADU on the property, which we'd like to do to for someone that needs, you know, lower rental property. Through the process here, you know, I want to do the right things, like hearing the last two people here, you know, of different not getting pre-approval. I don't want to be in that road. So being here now to ask permission to have that ADU, that 74 square feet I need, to be able to do a 24 by 24. I understand that, you know, you stay under 600 square feet, will the 5 foot offset. So I'm not looking to maximize it. I'm just looking to be able to have a decent like garage, you know, 24 by 24. Once you take the 6 inches from each side of the building off, you're looking at a 23 by 23, which is down to 529 square feet. If I would have to, you know, be under that where the building is 1,004 square feet, now I'm looking at 502, which gets you down like 458 or something like that, which is a really small apartment. It's more of an efficiency, not really a one bedroom. So that's what I'm looking, you know, asking approval to do. Like you see on the back, there was an existing, right where the number 7 is, there was an existing shed there, which is a decent size. I think it's like 10 by 12, which that would be removed and it would go there. That's the only place on the property I can do it, because we're number 6 or number 8. That's the septic field, so it just would fit right in there. Also, I did notice, went through the Denrec. I do have Denrec approval for, you know, for that additional bathroom. There was 2 lots on that property. So I guess where the driveway is, down the middle, there is a dividing line, so there could actually have been 2 lots. Is that something I need to present? And then where that variance is, if you see the house is kind of catty-corny into the property. That was my mistake. When I built the deck off the back, it kind of angles and it's kind of a short line on that the upper side. And that was just an error on my mistake of putting a deck out and not realizing the 10 foot because the angle cuts in, and that was on me. But what I'm here today is really just to see if I can ask for that variance where I can make an adequate one bedroom apartment for affordable housing.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Any questions from the board?
The structure you intend on building, is it like are you putting a pole shed?
A pole barn.
A pole barn?
Pole barn downstairs, pole barn, so it'd be the pole barn footers, and then take in I-joists to come across and then build, stick build above it.
Okay. So it'd be a two-story garage underneath?
Correct.
ADU above?
Correct.
Access from the inside or the outside?
Outside deck on the backside. So if you're coming up in the deck, which I would stay 15 feet off the back, it would be 5 feet. I'd be right at the 5 foot line or so from the bottom, the lot 38. So I'd be hugging the 5 foot setback there, but on the back, I would not, you know, I'd probably be about 15 foot off, make the deck, and have access to go up.
Ms. Norwood, I just want to verify the variances because there's a couple things that I see just looking at the site plan. It seems to me that we probably also need a side yard variance for that deck since it's going to be elevated. There's going to be space below it.
Well, it's going to the first floor living space of the...
Is that how the office is treating that? Okay, yeah. I should make sure we're clear on that.
Yeah.
And I see there's also a shed. 16 square foot shed on the other.
We spoke of that. That applicant can, that was that little tiny like pump house shed you said your wife liked for.
Oh no,
decorative
it's
yard.
It's
been there for.
It's an outhouse.
Ever, yeah.
That picture's okay.
Outhouse, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, so it's.
I knew he said it was, I can remember.
Okay, I just didn't hear you.
I didn't include it because it was non-conforming.
Okay.
Like the house.
All right, very good. So the house is non-conforming per staff and that's not, okay. I just want to make sure we're clear on the record on that. Thank you.
The house, the original house on there, it's a little over 1,000 square feet.
Right.
If this is a larger house, like even 1,000 square feet seems like a pretty small house to me.
It's a two-bedroom, yeah.
If this was 1,500 square feet, we wouldn't be here for that part of the variance. Is that correct in saying that, Mr. Sharp?
If that house was larger, then it's correct.
Okay. And you purchased the property and the house was where it was. Same square footage, you just made some improvements.
Yes, I renovated it, cleaned it up, brought it up to code for wiring. It was, you know.
Dirty. I've seen the pictures, you definitely.
It was made dirty.
Some serious improvements there.
And then with that pole, I understand too, you know, if I just came in here to ask just for a pole barn with not an ADU, 24 by 24 would be acceptable. It's just once I put that ADU on there, it changes everything. So, and with the house being the size it is, I mean, I'm kind of, but that's why I'm here.
Have you spoke, you might have already answered this. Have you spoken to your neighbors about this?
Yes.
Anybody
yes.
said anything no. negative? It's no. all positive?
They're all loving it. They love that we cleaned up the property.
So
you know, from the eyesore it was, they're happy that we're there, we're good neighbors, and we cleaned it up, and it makes, you know, better property value for everybody.
See the driveway you're referencing. How I see it is that it's a driveway that goes in. I'm thinking that would go straight.
Right. I would extend the driveway. It's a gravel driveway for right now, but I would just extend it straight into the two-car garage.
And you would access your house to the right.
To the right.
That would be.
And there's sidewalk, all existing. You can see two concrete yes. sidewalk paths.
Septic, you said, is kind of like where the 8 is. That's where the new septic
yes,
is.
Yes, yeah, that's in that field there. Okay. So it's just right beside it.
Thank you. Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I'm guessing the reason that the ADU is going to be just over the threshold is because we're not seeing many pole buildings that are less than 24 by 24.
It just makes good math. You know, when you, things on 8 foot, everything's, you know, you do your poles at 8 foot, 8 foot, 8 foot, there's your 24, lumber's 4 by 8, it just makes good math to do that. Yes, you can do it any size you want, but for, you know, to put up, if anybody drives a full-size truck, it's kind of hard to get it in a, you know, 19 deep or 20 deep, you know, garage, and it takes it from a one-car down to really a one-car garage.
And then looking at your rear yard here, I see the septic is all the way in the rear, but within the building envelope. Is that right?
I didn't understand.
Your septic system, it looks like that's all the way in the back, in the rear of the property, but within the building envelope, right? And then I see the lines that have come out. I'm guessing there's really no other place you could have put that whole building.
There's absolutely none, and I couldn't make it bigger than 24 by 24. I probably have from the 5-foot setback, and then if you do 24 and then to where the first little bit of like your tanks are, I might have 2 feet to play with.
And the deck that and the overhang there that was built, those can't be brought into compliance? Is that what I heard you testify to earlier?
I mean, I built it, you know, and I put it, it's in the, you know, it's a hugger, it's a deck that just hugs on the ground. It's not anything off the ground. It's one step up off the ground. You come out the back door, instead of walking into the dirt, you just a hugger.
Is it uncovered?
Uncovered, yeah.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions.
At this point, is there any further questions from the board? You have a seat in the front.
Thank you.
Got to go through our process here. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13124? We have one. Would you like to speak or just in favor? Okay, thank you. Got it, I figured. Is there anyone else in favor of case number 13124? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13124? If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13124 for Mr. Randall Cipher for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property is small. The unit itself, the house being a very small house, if it was a larger house, we wouldn't be here for this. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents a minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modifications of the regulation at issue.
Second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovingoth?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13124 has been approved. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And just so you know, that outhouse is probably original. I grew up in that area and been down that road many times, so I'm pretty sure that all the things down that road have been there for a very long time.
Yeah, I take pictures of it. So pretty.
I was going to ask if whoever lives in the ADU is going to have to use the outhouse, but so I decided not to do it on the record.
Really
any
beautiful. So if you can see our street,
as I said, I grew up down there. Know exactly where you're at.
Yeah, we love the area. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's
enjoy.
Thank you.
Any additional business? Motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn this meeting.
I second.
Third. And?